You're listening to the audio production of The Chicken Runs at Midnight, a daughter's message from heaven that changed a father's heart and won a World Series, by Tom Friend, published by Zondervan and read by Mark Schlicker. Foreword by Tim Kirchen, read by Ben Holland.
Foreword. Baseball writers are not supposed to become friends with the people they cover. It is a conflict of interest, a rule I diligently followed in my 40 years in the game with one exception, my friend Rich Donnelly. No one has ever made me laugh like he has, or at the same time made me cry. We've had beers together and attended funerals together. One day he threw me batting practice at Fenway Park. Another year he coached our Winter League basketball team and still brags about how we erased a 28-point halftime deficit to win the championship game. No one tells a story better than Rich Donnelly. And now he has told, with the help of another friend, the brilliant Tom Friend, the greatest baseball story of all time, The Chicken Runs at Midnight. The best stories in sports come from baseball, given its rich tradition, deliberate pace, and wonderful unpredictability. Yet some baseball stories, including portions of the 1919 Black Sox scandal, Babe Ruth's famous called shot of the 1932 World Series, and nearly any story about Ricky Henderson, or apocryphal or embellished. But my favorite baseball story ever, the one told in this book, is all true. And it has every element of a transcendent story: tragedy and triumph, tears and cheers, regret and redemption. It will make you smile, it will make you weep. It will inspire you and make you a better person for having listened to it, as it did Rich Donnelly for having lived it. This book is his life prophecy come true. It is a baseball story, but like so many baseball stories, it's about something more crucial: family. Baseball is a marvelous sport, a beautiful sport, but it can turn cruel. It can tear apart a family because the season is so long, the grind so rigorous, and the game so difficult to play. Or, as Rich says, if you don't smoke, the game will make you smoke. If you smoke, it'll make you stop. Yet so many great people were part of the Donnelly baseball family, led by his first wife, Peggy, and now beautiful Roberta. There is no overstating what the game can put a family through, and what it can do to a man. And maybe it's that sort of searing heartache that helped Rich become the man he is today. He has always been a good man, everyone's friend. It's impossible to know Rich Donnelly and not like him. I've known him for 36 years. We've talked a lot about basketball and Big Red High School football and, of course, baseball. I've written 3 books and have quoted Rich more than anyone because of his knowledge, perspective, and wry sense of humor. When asked about the great work ethic of the Pittsburgh Pirates hitters, Rich said, "We've spent more time in the cage than Gunther Gable Williams." About a Pirates team that was so young, he said, "We have a shoe contract with Buster Brown." On 6-time All-Star Prince Fielder's strength, he said, "He has the biggest biceps in baseball. You could put a tattoo of the United States on one bicep and still have room for Argentina." Rich's love for the game never was clearer than when Brewers general manager Doug Melvin said the highlight of the 2003 season was the smile he received from Rich when he hired Rich to be their third base coach. But Rich's biggest smiles have always come when he talks about children. He still references my daughter Kelly's 96.4% free throw shooting her senior year in high school 10 years ago. He knows that family is at the core of all of us. His oldest son, Bubba, was an aspiring basketball player, so growing up, every Tuesday at the Donnellys was left-handed Tuesday. Bubba had to eat and ride and do everything left-handed to improve his dexterity with his offhand. And it worked. Bubba played 4 years at Robert Morris University. We talked about Mike, the tough little kicker from Cumberland College. We talked about Timmy, and the most amazing Donnelly, Amy. When we spoke, there was such pride, along with deep regret.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?